The following episode of Health and Happiness originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Monday, December 9th, 2024 at 7 p.m. Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community and community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. We're at 95.9 on your FM dial, kgvm.org online. Happy to have you along tonight. It's time now for Health and Happiness.
This is Dr. Arliss Wood, psychologist, with Dr. Suzanne Wood, speech-language pathologist. Good evening and welcome to the Health and Happiness Show here on KGVM 95.9 or KGVM.org. This show was aired via the Montana Psychological Association's Public Education Committee. We have many to thank for helping with this production, especially Bob Wall, our station engineer, who is pivotal in ongoing efforts to enhance mental health for listeners. Tonight's topic brings the spotlight to a genre that has brought smiles and lifted spirits with music and joyful conversation since, well, for a long time. Here's my co-host, Dr. Suzanne Wood, to highlight the history of DJs in our society.
From a history of radio, a document about disc jockeys, we read, in 1892, Emile Berliner began commercial production of his gramophone records for the public, a first. Then on Christmas Eve, 1906, Reginald Fessenden broadcast both live and recorded music from Brant Rock, Massachusetts. In 1907, Lee DeForest broadcast a recording of the William Tell Overture from his laboratory in the Parker Building in New York City, claiming, of course, there weren't many receivers in those days, but I was the first disc jockey. In 1935, Walter Winchell, whom we remember, used the term disc jockey to describe disc records and the jockey as an operator of a machine, as his audience was waiting to hear news about the kidnapping of the Lindbergh baby. DJs have figured in world events. During World War II, DJs were in the armed forces and played popular music of the day for our troops. The enemy also broadcast shows like Tokyo Rose that interspersed American music with propaganda. In another era, a true Vietnam story about a heroic DJ named Adrian Cronauer starred Robin Williams in an all-time favorite movie, Good Morning Vietnam. And there was so much more to the history of DJs. And today, with DJs having played this huge role in our history, we have some current world-shaking DJs on Radio KGVM to speak about their training, their inspiration, and their gigs. Welcome to the Health and Happiness Show, and we're going to begin with our chief and guru, Bob Wall.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, and maybe you'll be tuning in on Thursday. We re-air the program on Thursday morning at 9 p.m., so if you didn't catch it this time around or you have a need to hear it again, because maybe you will, you can tune in then, or some people that you know that missed it now could catch it again. I've been with KGVM since before we were a radio station. We were an aspirational radio station for quite a long time, waiting for an FCC license, and it finally came through. We got the radio station on the air by the skin of our teeth about 6.5 years ago now, and it's been a blast. I do several different shows, music shows here on KGVM. I've got a jazz show on Sunday night at 10, or on Monday night at 10. I've got a punk show on Sunday night at 10. I do a show where I broadcast live concert recordings that I've made on Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. and then follow that up with a show called The Wind Down at 10. I've inherited a fair number of these shows from other people that started them as the station got going and then had to move on for one reason or another. But have a lot of fun sharing music with people. I have a lot of fun doing some of the other things here too, preparing shows like Health and Happiness. I think Arliss and Suzanne have been on KGVM since probably late in 2018, I think. I, being a bad preparation person, I didn't think to go and look at when the first shows were, but I think it's probably been around that long. And so have been a long time staple here on KGVM, and a lot of the other shows have been too. And we keep kind of, we keep recruiting new people. And so I've got someone here that, I guess in the grand scheme of things is somewhere between new and the original folks. Ruth has been here for a couple of years now, I think.
Yeah, I think 3 years.
Yeah, maybe it is. So, kind of right there in the middle. Ruth does a lot of our coordinating for our volunteers, new DJs in particular. If you're looking to have a show on KGVM, Ruth would be the person to get in touch with, and she can help you get that lined out. So I wonder if you want to talk about that, maybe a little bit about the show that you do.
Yeah, this is so much fun to have multiple DJs in the studio. I feel like so much of radio is just one DJ at a time, and it's such a solitary experience, and it's fun to connect with people in our little studio here in the Labor Temple basement. I've been doing the show about 3 years. It's called Radio Hangout on Tuesdays, 5 to 6. And it's kind of changed over the last couple of years, which I think is fun. That's something we can do here at community radio. It can start as one thing and maybe your interests change or circumstances change and it can turn into something else. But I feel like I've been a lover of radio for a long time. And basically when I moved to Bozeman, a friend brought me into the KGVM fold and I haven't left. And yeah, I think a lot of the DJs are going to talk to tonight. I also lured into the fold.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't play music that much, but I'm really excited for you to talk to some of the DJs. I think the thing that I really like about recruiting DJs is it's just exciting to match someone's excitement with excitement. It's yep. Fun to be in here and to broadcast to the world. We don't know who's out there, and it is surprising sometimes who's listening, which is just like magic. It feels like magic.
It's I go through bouts of this. Like sometimes you're sitting there, and so I do a lot of shows from 10 to midnight, which is, you know, it turns out that's kind of my prime listening time, but I may be atypical about that. And so it's like sometimes I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I'm like, is anybody out there? So it's kind of an adventure sometimes trying to convince yourself that you're not just talking to yourself. But a lot of times you're not.
And in reading through the history, that's always been a thing. You're sitting by yourself at midnight playing music and you wonder if anybody's out there, it's lonesome. You could even just begin kind of losing it there because it can be a lonely endeavor.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. I think Ruth's just about got to get out of here. And Susanna is next up. She's our next to newest DJ, I think. Todd is maybe shortly after you started. But she's come on board here pretty recently, although we've been kind of working out ideas and stuff for quite a while, and then she's got a show. So if you want to tell us a little bit about that.
Well, hello. I'm Susanna, and I started with Bob flipping vinyls to do a trial run during Vinyl-a-thon. And then I decided the show that would be the best for me to do here was Weekly Scores, because your life deserves a soundtrack. And I started in September. So, yeah. So it's been 3 fun months.
Great. Yeah, it's we have an opportunity here at KGVM because of the way that we put the studio together. We're a shoestring budget organization for sure. And so that necessitated some choices when we were getting things organized. And there were some happy side effects of that. And that means that DJs can, they could come down here in the studio and they could do shows. I do a lot of my shows from home. I've got the same kind of setup there and I'm able to do that. Some people pre-record their shows and just schedule them. And I think so far you're...
I've been pre-recording my shows because so. I don't want to be tied into the time slot.
Yeah. So we have a lot of flexibility. Anybody out there, hint, hint, if you're thinking about doing a show, we do have some flexibility if you'd like to do it, but maybe your schedule is chaotic or you're a little worried about being able to commit to a time slot. We've got some options for being able to do some different things too. So, and yeah, I think, so your show is about film scores?
It's about film scores. So I personally do videos and run videos for myself, but you cannot see the videos on radio, so you can only listen. And sometimes you might be able to hear voices because it's sometimes a clip from the film, not just the direct score. Because I think that the music that goes behind the film and behind the visuals has a lot to do with the emotion in the film, and I love to watch it. And I suggest even if you just turn on your TV and watch anything on a TV and listen to the scores, you would be surprised how different it feels and looks based on different scores that are being played.
So, that is so true. I just love movie scores so often. You know, they're the kind of music you'll want to play again and again.
Yeah. And sometimes I actually play some songs because in my mind I feel like any song could be a film score one of these days, and I'm always looking for something that I could put into my films. I make movies on the side.
Our
when
daughter
I'm not doing
makes movies in New York City, and the music that they loved for that film, it's on Netflix called The White Girl, but the music, they had to go somewhere like Bolivia to find the writer, the original writer, to get permission to use the music. And that was like a 2-month effort. So it's very interesting how it comes about that music is selected for films also. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's I think you're right. It's a thing that I personally take for granted. And I suspect a lot of people do. I sometimes try to be careful to not presuppose that everybody thinks the same way I do. But I usually do. I try not to, but I usually do. So I know that for me, I don't – if I'm watching a movie, I don't really usually pay all that much attention to the soundtrack.
Well, that's the ideal. Well, like if you don't know that it's doing its job, that's the best soundtrack.
You're feeling it, though, aren't you?
Definitely, And I think you're right. If you could – like if you had the button – to kill the soundtrack but not kill the dialogue, how much different almost every movie would be. And I think it's a kind of a stupendous thing. Something that you ignore is really so important, you know.
But the best soundtrack is the soundtrack you don't necessarily notice completely consciously. I mean, sometimes it's important, like theme tracks and character has its own music and stuff, but sometimes it's just ideal when it's just does its job. And visuals do the same thing, so there's lots of that's why I like doing this show, because it's fun to play with soundtracks.
Nice. Yeah, so your show is at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning?
It's at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning following the replay of this show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
On Thursday morning. Yeah.
So it's interesting. We've got another show that has soundtrack focus as well. Carrie Bowles has been doing her, she's one of the early on DJs, has been doing her film score extravaganza for over 6 years, I think. So so we've got a couple of different opportunities for people to kind of get an appreciation for film scores and how, you know, how they maybe sound independent of the movie. So I think a lot of times she plays like the soundtrack albums.
She actually does. Like I've listened to some of her shows before I started with this, and she plays like a soundtrack from a specific movie or specific story. And I wanted to do something different. So oftentimes you will find out that my show is like box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
I personally like that. So.
I like that.
Cool.
But every show has kind of little theme. I try to structure them. But
yeah. You do better than I do at a lot of my shows. Sometimes it's kind of the blindfolded box of chocolates.
When I have time.
I don't even know what it's going to be until it happens, which can be fun too.
I think so. Yeah. Well, there are certain skills that DJs need to have, and you can have extensive training. I've got a list from Berklee College of Music of the different programs for DJs. I see about 8 of them here. But then there are no specific educational requirements. I think just a love of what you do can bring you right to the being on the air. So, but you'd need to have pretty broad knowledge of your area of music, and you need a basic understanding of the equipment here. Mm-hmm. And that's a hurdle, too, which just for those of you out there who might be interested, they do provide training for DJs at KGVM.
And I have to attest to that. They are really good at training.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I assumed that.
Yeah, we've changed things up a little bit from the way that we used to do things. We used to try to get a group of people together, and we would do a class and get as many people as we could get into the class, and then we would go over everything and then try to go from there to getting people figured out their shows and stuff. And it turns out scheduling things like that is not easy. And maybe that's not even the best way to do it. And so I think we've kind of settled on kind of a little bit more individualized approach. So somebody will say they're thinking about doing a show, and Ruth or one of the other people that's been here for a while will kind of walk through it with them, go through our training materials. And we do have a test that we have to give to make sure people understood the basics, like, you know, don't say these words on air, and make sure you do this on air, don't do this. And these are some of the kind of the things that you need to know to be able to be on the airwaves. The FCC has some opinions about, well, they're strong opinions about what you can and can't do over the air, and they're backed by the law, so you can't, there may be more than opinion. So we go through that, but then once you get through that, and it's very easy, I think everybody can attest to that, then we kind of work with people to figure out what you might want to do for a show and figure out scheduling and all of that stuff. And then when people are ready, they can sit in with the DJ that's doing a show and maybe do that 2 or 3 times until they feel kind of comfortable with that. And then we flip it around and they do a show with somebody helping them and watching for a show or two. And then if things feel like they're doing good, we walk off and leave. We just leave you down here in the studio and let you rip. And so it turns out maybe a couple times in the past we were a little premature on that, and a couple people probably felt like we did leave them to sink. But I think we're getting to a pretty good point where the training goes pretty well, and it really doesn't take that long before the equipment here's not too hard to figure out, and you can get that sorted out pretty soon. And then I'm pretty sure I can say this. I don't know anybody who's a DJ on KGVM because they like to come in here and push the buttons in the studio. They want to come in here and share something with the world. And I think a lot of people, it's music. And so, pretty soon you're over the whole mechanical part of it, and you can just get on with what you love, which is music and sharing it with people. So.
And according to the Berklee College of Music, DJs need to be able to think on their toes, remain calm under pressure, and multitask, which again is the equipment. But they gave one example of the DJ who leaned back in his chair and fell over backwards during a live show. So you have to be able, as they said, to think on your feet or on your back.
That's right. Yeah, every once in a while, things happen, and the KGVM studios are no stranger to the gremlins that infect electronic equipment now and again. So every once in a while, somebody will run into a problem, and they'll contact me, or I'll come in and try to try to get things lined out. So, but yeah, most of the time, lately especially, it's been going pretty well.
Well, we just really like the history and the currency of being a DJ on KGVM. We'll look at some more of the history in a few moments, but now we have another stellar DJ joining us.
Yeah, I think Mick's fairly new. I think you've been doing a show for 5 or 6?
Gosh, I don't even know now.
I have a hard time keeping track, I got to confess. But relatively recently started doing a show here. Your show was on, if people were listening earlier, from 5 to 6 on Monday afternoons.
Yes, every Monday. And my show's the Just Mick Show. And it's called that because, yes, my name is Mick, but also my show kind of changes every week, honestly, depending on my mood. So I kind of like to think of my show as like a weekly soundtrack to my life. So the genre always changes depending on how I'm feeling that day or that week. And, you know, sometimes I'll add songs that have certain lyrics that resonate with certain things I experienced that week and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a I find it fascinating if I try to be introspective about what I'm doing when I'm trying to pick out music for a show.
Yeah.
And so I have a punk show. And so, you know, during COVID and maybe right around the election and still now, I find that maybe my selections have a tendency to go in a particular, maybe a little bit more
angsty
yeah. and angry potentially direction. So yeah, it's, and you know, I think that that's another one of these things that I don't think people really very probably consciously think about, but you know, how much your mood affects just your actions and your choices mm-hmm. and stuff. And then how that maybe can reinforce that. Like if you're angsty and you pick the right kind of music, it's probably going to reinforce that.
But sometimes it can go the other way.
Yeah.
So for me, it's almost therapeutic because I find it kind of like a way of expressing your feelings and things that you might be going through, but a way that has music that's kind of fun to listen to. So it's like you're getting your feelings and stuff out there, and then you're enjoying the music that talks about it or may have a tempo that matches how you're feeling. Yeah. And for me, I honestly find it very healing. I think every show I have, I leave in a good mood because, you know, I got out my energy and my feelings of the week, and I just kind of feel kind of healed after that.
And, you know, that's the word I thought of as you were talking about your show, therapeutic and also cathartic. It's a catharsis to work through your feelings and express them. And I think also the possibility of doing that with music is a very
yes.
healthy, strong approach to that. And also I think sometimes we have feelings, but they could be reflected in many out in the audience. And yeah. so it could be therapeutic and cathartic for those folks as well.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, about how you're down here by yourself and, you know, we've got a window, but it's kind of covered up. And
yeah.
so you're kind of, you know, you're a little isolated and stuff. And it's easy to kind of think you're by, you know, nobody's out there and you're kind of in your own little booth. But, you know, there are people out there. And I think that is a thing. If you start thinking about it, it's like, you know, there are probably other people that are maybe in the same headspace I'm in right now. Maybe there are other people that are in different headspaces, but the music that I chose, it might connect with them maybe in a little bit different way, but still in a cathartic way. So, you know, sometimes I think those things are kind of interesting to think about. It's because you don't really get much feedback. It's hard to know, but you know, I think sometimes if you see people are like, oh yeah, I heard
yeah.
your show and yeah, I really like that song you played or, you know, the theme for the week or whatever. So.
Boy, we appreciate right. you coming in to share with us tonight, and best wishes as you keep up that show.
Yes, thank you.
Cool.
So we do have an invitation for those out there listening who might be interested. Is there a phone number that we could give so people could, and we'll give it again later, remind us to do that, but we'd like to give a phone number now and then give it again later if you want to contact some of the DJs about this work.
Yeah, if you want to get a hold of KGVM, you can call 406-624-6534, and it forwards to my phone too, so a lot of times I'll pick it up. But if you really wanted to talk to the DJs, tell me, hey, butt out, and call back, and I'll let it ring through. And you can also anytime email info@kgvm.org. If you're interested in a show or thinking about something like that, or you want to know what we played, you can always call or email, and we'll get back to you. And
say that number one more time for us, please, Bob.
Sure. It's 406-624-6534. And if I was on my game, I should probably know what letters go with those numbers that make a catchy little acronym to help people remember. But I'm not on my game, so I don't know that. But 406-624-6534 is the contact number for KGVM. And I think we've got another one of our DJs that's fairly new, I think, within the last year, I think. If you want to. So we've got Bill here, and he does a show with Toby.
Toby, yep.
And it's an interesting show. We've got a lot of music on KGVM, and we've got some programs that are more talk stuff. And then we've got Bill and Toby's show is kind of both at once. It's maybe Schrodinger's radio program.
Yeah, plants and playlists, where we have guests, because Toby used to run the Master Gardener program at MSU and knows all the people around the state through that gardening program. And I'm a professor of ecosystems work, and I've done a lot of stuff with plants. So we put together this show called Plants and Playlists, where we bring in local agricultural producers. And Toby does most of the questioning, and I'm doing most of the engineering, and I play songs related to whatever they're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a blast. It's, talk for a while, digging into some, there's a pun there, digging into some gardening topics or some horticultural topics, and then hear some songs, and then kind of come back and rejoin the thread of the conversation. And
I have a bit of psychological research that would support music along with plants. In one greenhouse setting, they played music for the plants, and you know how plants will turn toward the sun as it moves across the sky, The plants also turned toward the music. They were measurably reaching out for the music. So,
this is why we need to get you on our show. We can talk about that all day.
Yeah, we could.
We've had some of your group on Health and Happiness previously, and Mr. Cashman was one of our favorites talking about all of the world around us. So,
we had some of the Cashman people on our show as well. Yeah, that was really fun.
I'm sure. Yeah. I love that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, it's kind of funny. There are people that do shows on KGVM that are kind of talk shows, and they've got different things that they want to get across. You know, we've got history and several different history shows, actually, and science and wilderness stuff. And then there are the people that are, just playing music. And I think it's nice to have that kind of that mix. It's different. You don't.
Yeah, it's like a variety show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, when we get the jugglers in, that's what's really fun. Yeah.
On the radio, the only thing they could hear is when they drop the balls. But
some things work on the radio and some things
don't. That's true. But, we might need to set up the live stream.
I'm glad you're listening to the show. Yeah, I sometimes I think there's only the 10 of us. You know that Toby and our guest and I, and then the 7 friends I texted. But it's nice to have it. And I frequently talk about these big windows we have in front of us and all those people standing out in the parking lot that wave at us. You should come down and hang out in the parking lot. It's great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah. Yeah. So do you have any big guest topics
guests
lined
coming
up?
Well, you know, last week, as you know, we had a local marijuana producer, but I think par for the course of marijuana producers, she flaked on me. But I do have a whole bunch of music set up that it's marijuana based. But and then we've got a student, a PhD student, who is interested in edible weeds. And you know, and what exactly is a weed? That's going to be probably right after the new year.
Nice.
And then we've got some. We had a pig producer on. I think we might be bringing back some of those folks to talk about cattle and livestock raising. And there's all sorts of great music about that too. You know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, like a couple weeks ago, we had a great show about putting up your garden for the fall and canning. And I found some amazing songs about canning, which I didn't even know existed. There's a guy named Greg Brown who used to be on, what's that Saturday night show on NPR? That was the kind of that radio drama show. It was really fun. Come on. Prairie Home Companion. He's a regular Prairie Home Companion, but he's from Iowa, and he has these beautiful sort of folk songs about Iowa, and he has this, I think, one of the most gorgeous songs about canning I've ever heard.
Oh, how marvelous.
So we played that, and then a lot about, you know, root vegetables and things like that. That was really fun.
Nice.
And it's kind of a, sometimes I got to dig a little deep to go find that music.
I'll bet.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm learning a lot.
Yeah, that's always, always fun, like... I do that once in a while, and sometimes when I get done, I'm convinced that I've just done the cheesiest thing I possibly could have done on the air.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel really happy about it. So.
Well, you know, cheese is also good. So.
I mean, yeah. Exactly.
Very good. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful concept for a show.
Yeah, it's fun if we can find the guests. But, you know, I don't know how often you get guests onto the radio, but sometimes they're amazing. And sometimes they're not as amazing.
And that gets difficult, doesn't it, as you try to
ring it out of them. That's why I can be like, let's play some music.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing to have when you've got those people that are just like, I sort of thought you'd be, would talk.
Thought you'd be a little more audio.
Yeah.
But that's fine because I've got a lot of music in my pocket.
It's good to have the quiver loaded with you so you can pull things out.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're doing this show to introduce, because this is all a big rev up for the fundraiser this coming up Saturday, where we're going to go upstairs.
Yeah, we're going to be KGVM, as I hope people know, is a community radio. We're completely volunteer powered and we're completely community supported. We don't get any grants from the government. Interesting little anecdote. 3 or 4 weeks ago, somebody called the station at like 6:30 in the morning, which is when Democracy Now! Is airing. Mm-hmm. And I heard my phone, but I ignored it. And then at about 12:30 in the afternoon, we aired Democracy Now! At 6 in the morning, 6 in the evening, and Split the Difference and aired at noon. And they called back.
Yeah.
And this person was not really thrilled about the leftist agenda that we were playing on the radio. And how were we... you know, the government funding such a lopsided thing. And and he didn't immediately come up with the government funding thing, but he's like, how can you be airing this such a lopsided agenda? And I'm like, do you call up all of the conservative AM radio stations and complain about theirs? Well, they're not getting the money from the government. And I was like, well, neither are we.
Yeah.
Well, PBS gets money from the government. I'm like, yes, they do, but we're not them. If you know a secret about how we could get money from the government, please tell me, but we don't. But he was just, and I can't fault him for that. You know, it's like, well, you know, if it, maybe it should be a little, but we're community supported, we're volunteer powered. And so that was a long way to get to the place where we're doing a fundraiser here on Saturday night, the 14th. We're going to be at the Labor Temple upstairs from our secret underground bunker. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a raffle. We're going to have music galore, which is, you know, that's part of the thing we do. It'll be great local music. And, so I think you'll get a chance to meet some DJs if you want to meet them, like up close and in living color instead of a voice coming out of your radio speaker. And,
sounds like this guy's a devoted listener.
Well.
To Democracy Now! Because he listens to even the repeated broadcast.
I was like, I sometimes have to wonder, I'm like, sometimes I don't worry too much about it. It's like, well, if somebody's listening to us, chances are pretty good that, you know, they're maybe on that side of the spectrum. Yeah. Because if you're not, you probably aren't going to make it past Democracy Now! And your
it
call.
It is called the left side of the dial. But also, Bob, you know, being the boss and all, if we raise enough money, do you think we can get some soundproofing in the ceiling? Because sometimes there's there's bands up there practicing, and boy, it just comes right through.
It does. Yeah. We had some soundproofing in the ceiling at one point, and then we had a roof leak, and the soundproofing soaked up a lot of water, and some of it fell into the floor, and some of it fell into the equipment. So we didn't replace it. But yeah, it. If any of you out there have ever been to a show at the Labor Temple, some of the shows are like folky and stuff, but not very many of them. And some of them are not. And when one of the punk shows or the metal shows is going on upstairs, the stage is approximately above the, like right where I'm standing here. Yeah. So it's a challenge.
So that leak and the ceiling fell in, that was before we got the big mahogany redo and the big beautiful windows.
Exactly.
And the big leather chairs we're all sitting in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
really nice. I mean, you know, it's before we could, we had the tray of caviar sitting outside the door.
Yeah, boy, it's really plush here. Well, I'm excited about the fundraiser. I'm going to be there.
Awesome. Yeah, it'll be great. Come down.
Love Darts.
Love Darts are the, they're closing up. I think if people are familiar with Peter King and the Dead Yellers, Peter's been a fixture in the Bozeman music scene. They're playing. And then I think Peter's going to sit in with the Love Darts. They did a show earlier this summer, and this it's a maybe a different confluence of a country band, the Dead Yellers, and the Love Darts, which are, you know, the other end of the spectrum from country.
Yep.
But Peter sat in with the Love Darts that night, and they did some old Touchers songs. If you're familiar with the Bozeman music scene, you'll know the Touchers. And I think they played a bunch of Touchers songs. I think they're going to do it again. And I, for one, am pretty stoked.
That's awesome. So. Well, I'll see you there. I'm going to go out and grab another DJ and send them in here.
Awesome. Yeah.
There's a lot of pizza out there.
Yeah. Eat pizza.
Okay. Well, it's nice meeting you folks. All right.
Great to have you with us tonight. Okay. Thank you for coming out.
Oh, you bet. You bet. All right. I'll send somebody in.
All right. Yeah. And you can catch that Plants and Playlists are on every other Wednesday night from 8 to 10. It alternates weeks with Forrest's show, and it's electronic music. So if you tune in thinking you're going to hear Plants and Playlists, and it's an electronic music show, chill out, see what you think of it, and then tune in next week, and you'll get Plants and Playlists.
There you go. Thanks. So.
There's another thing that DJs have given to us that most people wouldn't realize. There's a term that came about because events commonly held at high schools, often in the school gym or cafeteria, happened when they removed their hard-soled shoes to protect the varnished floor of the gymnasium, and there was a DJ, and the name they gave it was a sock hop because they all had to take their shoes off. So that's another historic detail about DJs.
We come up with all the greatest stuff, really. I mean, you know,
it is fun stuff.
That's right. From the early ones, Wolfman Jack and everything.
He was going to be mentioned pretty soon here. Right. Yeah, that was a good one.
Well, we've got another one of our fairly new DJs here, Alex, and he's got a show on Friday afternoon from 5 to 6.
Correct.
And tell us a little bit about your show.
I call it Live on Vinyl Entertainment because I play all vinyl and only vinyl. That's kind of my little catchphrase there. And, yeah, I play almost all genres. I have classic rock, modern rock, country, hip hop, rap, metal, more metal. I like metal.
it's another one of those where you kind of, I assume, kind of pick a theme each week, see how what you're feeling like,
and
load up the stacks and head for the studio.
Yeah, because sometimes I've gone for the like kind of two for Tuesday kind of feel, even though it's, you know, Fridays. Or, you know, I'm feeling classic rock today, or let's do a deep dive into metal, or kind of a little preview for anybody that's listening. I want to start doing more like deep dives into, like, today we're going to listen to Quadrophenia by The Who. We're going to start at song one and listen through for an hour. And every time I flip over the record, that's kind of when I can, you know, explain what this is, why it's a thing, why it's a big deal, what it means to me as a person, because some of these records are just, you know, I inherited them from my uncle, and, you know, I want to kind of honor him with my show as well. So getting to like give the audience a little bit more of that kind of background, the history behind what I'm doing.
That's nice. I was just talking to somebody a few days ago about music and about vinyl in particular. And I can never tell. You know, in the years when CDs became predominant and vinyl all but went away, I bought a lot of CDs. I'm a music junkie. I will confess. Maybe this is the first step on getting a cure. Although I'm not really looking for one. I'm okay with it. You know, you open the CD and stuff, and now sometimes buy digital files and stuff. And as vinyl started to make a resurgence, it hit me just how much different the experience is when you go get that record and you bring it home, you slit that plastic, the cellophane open, pull out the record, you got the liner notes and stuff. And it's like I said, this is another one of these things where I'm not sure if everybody has that same experience, but I think a lot of people have a similar experience. And for me, it's like it just goes back to when I was young and first started buying music. It was on vinyl. And I mean, some of it was on 8-tracks, and it turns out they're an impossible thing to love. So, but I did love records. And so, you know, there's some of the just nostalgia and stuff, but I think there's just something about that format that.
Yeah. Yeah. And having a lot of them have like the lyrics in there, whether it's like on the inside of the actual cover or a lyric book or whatever, or going back to Quadrophenia, they have a whole bunch of pictures from the actual movie that you can flip through and look at, and you're like, oh yeah, this scene is when this song is playing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if back in the day, I'm doing air quotes, back in the day, they did different colored vinyls, but nowadays you can get limited edition vinyls. So I'll buy limited edition records, and you know, my heart's beating like, what colors? Is it going to be black? Is it going to be silver? I have clear ones. Do you know how hard it is to try to line up the song on a clear vinyl? It's like, I'm just going to roll the dice. I might get the song I want. We might not. We'll find out.
It's I love some of the like the clear vinyl, but yeah, it is. It's next to impossible to cue a song.
You just have to set it down somewhere. And
last week at a thrift shop, we found an album that had never been opened, and it was from 1942.
Oh, wow.
And it's in perfect condition, and we've had real fun playing that vinyl.
I was going to say, did you open it?
Yeah.
Of course.
There were three records inside, and there's just something, like you said, about picking up that record and putting it on the record player. And
Yeah, it's a...
The spin.
It's just this more active involvement. And I think that's probably a part of it. It's like, you know, you did have to put the CD in the tray, but you didn't have to flip it over and stuff. And I think just the fact that you have to pay attention, it's like, it hit the runout track. It's time to flip it over and stuff. I think it makes you just pay a little bit more attention. And in day and age where it's easy to like put on music and just, it's just a background thing, I appreciate that being forced to actually listen to it because it's good, you know.
Yeah.
It's an interaction, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
You're timed, you know, in a little while you're going to need to go switch. And
yeah. So you kind of keeps you a little closer to the front of your consciousness, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I've heard several of your shows, and it's always fun to see what it's going to be. And
what's it going to be this week?
Yeah, and you know, it's like some of those. Some of those albums got a lot of plays. You can hear they're well loved, and but you know that's a part of the magic of vinyl too. It doesn't sound pristine sometimes,
right?
But it sounds right.
I do unfortunately have some records that people have texted me in the middle of the show and been like, "That's too scratchy." So it's like, Billy Joel, I love you, bud, but it's too scratchy to go on the airwaves. So that's the downside, I suppose, is if you have all the audio on your computer, you can hit play and know you're going to get crystal clear audio. But I think there's just something about that warm, fuzzy, like as yeah. the as it's first starting to spin, you're waiting for song one, you get that little bit of shh.
Yeah, it's just it goes along with the music. It's like this part of
it. It's part of it.
Parcel of it, yeah. Yeah. Nice. Well, yeah, so 5 o'clock on Friday afternoons, 5 to 6.
Correct.
Catch live on Vinyl Entertainment. Love. Love your vinyl.
Love. All vinyl and only vinyl.
All right. Well, thanks, Alex.
Yes, thank you guys.
Thank you, Alex.
Much appreciated. Glad to be here.
Mm-hmm. While we're changing up here, I wanted to mention another DJ who was instrumental. Cleveland DJ Alan Freed was credited with breaking down racial barriers by playing and promoting African American music at record hops in the early 50s and 60s.
Nice. Yeah, it's I wasn't quite old enough to understand just how crazy the racial situation was in the U.S. early on, and just getting to see like how much music, and you know, I think rock music, maybe not especially, but so certainly a big part of it, helped to kind of break some of that down and get over some of those humps.
Very much so.
Yeah. Cool. So next up, we've got Jonathan. He's been. Man, it's been maybe a couple of years.
Actually, it's been a year since I've been working for KGVM or DJing for KGVM. I'll tell you how I first started. So one day I went to Last Best Comedy, which is one of my usual spots. It's like the only comedy club in the state of Montana. So I go to one of my usual improv nights, and apparently I meet a friend of Sarah Paul Kohler, who used to be the general manager of Last Best Comedy. So she was like reading my T-shirt because it happened to have been a K-pop band T-shirt. And she was like reading it and going, "Ready to Be Twice." And I told her, "Ready to Be is the album name and Twice is the band name." And I told her they were an obscure female K-pop band. And she was like, "We need someone to play K-pop. Do you think you could do it?" And I'm like, "Sure." So... So I decided to take interest in it. So one day I met Ruthie after I did the Bone Dry Comedy open mic, which happens every Tuesday at Last Best Comedy. So after I did my set, I go and meet Ruthie, and we started learning the tricks of the trade and everything. And when I first did a show, even though I had to use my phone at first, she was like seeing me how work the controls. And she was even saying, "You're handling it like a pro." And it was like my very first time doing radio. And I've enjoyed it ever since. It's been a lot of fun. And I would even invite friends to come listen to my show. And people seemed to like it. I would like get text messages from people saying, "Oh my gosh, Jonathan, I love your show. This is so amazing." And I did invite my good friend to listen to it. He recently passed away in October up in Helena. And about less than a year ago, I think it was either earlier this year, he actually gave me this one good comment. And he literally told me this: "I'm going to tell you this, Jonathan. You sound like you've been doing the radio for a long time." And I felt really happy and encouraged. This was just like one of the happiest moments of my life. I'm happy I'm part of KGVM. I'm happy I'm doing this show. I was mostly playing female K-pop. And then when summer came, I decided to do an eclectic mix, upbeat female K-pop with upbeat anything. And I would like play like stuff out of the ordinary. Like I would play upbeat classic rock songs like either CCR or Red Hot Chili Peppers or Lynyrd Skynyrd. And then there would be a bunch of EDM tracks in the mix. We would even have some upbeat 90s classics and 80s like Duran Duran and Depeche Mode. And it was a very eclectic mix. I love doing it so much. I decided for non-summer months, I would just do it at the last Friday of every month, which is a lot of fun. And So, and I just do regular mini sale. And then I recently added a new segment at the top of the hour in the middle of my show. I call it My Three Non-K-Pop Songs, and it's songs I choose out at random, and that's, and doing Mini Sale Remix inspired me to do a fun segment like that, and it's been a lot of fun. I love doing the radio. It was really fun. I used to listen to it a lot over the years, and I was like, when I was a kid, I was like, man, I wish I could do radio one day, and now I'm finally doing it. This has been the happiest time of my life, and I've enjoyed it. So even though I used to live in a small town, I used to live near Virginia City, Montana, which is a haunt, which is a ghost town that's like stuck in time, but it's like only open 3 months of the year. And my dad, his name is Dave Baker, he runs a rockin' hat making shop too called Ritter Custom Hats. So yeah, so I've known my way around Virginia City for a while, and I've known Butte and Bozeman for many years. So when you live in a small town, you end up knowing a lot of towns. And I wish, yeah, so it's been pretty fun, you know, and I do lots of things. So yeah, it's been really good, if I say so myself.
Yeah, it's so Mini Sale, you can listen to it from 10 to midnight now on Friday nights. It used to be 9 to 11. We
yes.
bumped it for sports, and football's oh, yeah. over, and we're not quite sure about basketball. So it when we get that figured out, it might maybe yeah. it'll slide back to 9 to 11. We'll see. So
yeah, 9 to 11 or 10 to midnight. I'm happy with it. I have a lot of fun anyway. So I mean, if we ever did go back to 9 to 11, and if the happy hour open mic late night comes back this summer at 11. At least I could be lucky enough to get a spot, because, like, over the summer when I did, but on the last times I did from 9 to 11, I would always try to run over to Last Best Comedy to get a spot. So it wasn't easy at times, but at least I kept practicing my stand-up a lot more, too. And sometimes I would bring up being a radio DJ in my stand-up sets, which was pretty amazing. So,
cool. So
yeah, and even though I am a part of Last Best Comedy, I remember when I was an improviser in your Notorious B.O.Z. set, Bob.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
Yeah, Notorious B.O.Z. is like the show they have where they invite someone from the Bozeman community to tell stories, and an improv cast does scenes based on that, and I was happy to have been a part of it. It was like my only set when I was an improviser in it, because Levin was talking to me about being a guest B.O.Z. improviser, and then when I heard about you being in it, I ask Levin, is it possible I could be a guest on that one? He's like, do you want to do that one? I'm like, yes, I do, since I'm part of KGVM. So it's been amazing. So cool. So if it weren't for Last Best Comedy, I wouldn't have been a part of this. So that's
We're
all
so
I got to tell you.
We're so glad you joined
cool.
us.
Yeah,
We're
yeah.
so proud to have you along.
Thank you, Suzanne. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Arliss. So, yeah.
Cool.
Well, thank you so much. We'll see you again soon.
All right. If you want to see if Mark wants to come in.
Yeah. While we're preparing for our next DJ guest, there's some advice that was given to all DJs from other DJs previously. And it says, imagine you get up at 4 a.m. You barely have the energy to drag yourself to be there on time, only to be faced with being energetic and friendly for 3 hours on a lumpy stool that hasn't been replaced since 1996. Don't want this to be you? For every DJ, they recommend invest in a comfy chair.
It's a, yeah, they must have had a periscope looking into the KGVM studios. Well, I think our last DJ that's going to be here in the studio is Mark.
Hello.
Been on a year, a little over a year now, right?
Yeah, one show. I just hit a year anniversary in October.
Yeah.
And then I've got another one that's about the six-month mark. They're polar opposites of each other, kind of, you would think. One's reggae music. That's on Friday mornings. That's the year-long one. And then there's a hard rock, heavy metal, alternative, I guess we'd call it heavy music, the name of the genre. And that's every Wednesday. And then we do like a replay late on Sunday night after Bob's punk rock show.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's been an adventure. Mark helps out upstairs a lot now with music here at the Labor Temple. So
indeed. In my former life, I was a live sound engineer, and I toured with a lot of bands, and I worked at a lot of venues. And then went through a rehabilitative stage, came out here to Montana from New England in New York area, and was able to kind of pick up where I left off. And I always wanted to be a DJ, and I ended up doing the roadie thing. Nice. So it's like a dream come true, to be perfectly honest. So I'm really excited about that.
That's fantastic. That really is.
So yeah, you can catch the Flying V show on Friday morning from 9 to 11, and we replay it again on Sunday from 5 to 7. And then the metal show, the loud show,
Wednesday from 1 to 3, and then on Sunday nights at midnight
we replay. Yeah, Sunday going into Monday. So
and we just had the drummer from Iron Maiden retire after 50 years with the band.
Yeah.
So I think on this Wednesday, I do a lot of tribute stuff, and I play a lot of the same band, but my favorite selections, and then I do an A-side and a B-side. So this will be like I'm going to do like Iron Maiden on one song, and then I haven't picked the B-side yet, but I'm definitely going to do an Iron Maiden tribute, I think, this week.
Yeah.
That's grand.
That's a thing. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks, Mark. We do have we've also got a bit here that we recorded earlier. Joy LeClaire has been with KGVM since the start. She does a program called Forthright Radio, an interview show. And not that I know a lot about interviewing, but everything I know, I learned from Joy. And she's also got a program called Harmonics on Sunday morning from 7 to 9. So we'll hear a little bit about that.
This is Joy LeClaire, host and producer of Harmonics. Harmonics is broadcast every Sunday morning from 7 to 9 since we began broadcasting in 2018. We have always liked to say that it features classical music from the 12th to 21st centuries, but we recently learned of the composer Cassia, who was born in Constantinople in the year 810. She is the most ancient female composer whose name is known and for whom we have complete musical compositions, and frankly, of any composer of any gender, at least to me. So I suppose we'll have to start saying from the 9th to 21st centuries from now on. Harmonics features music by composers whose birth dates occur in the following week, or if their birth date isn't known, their death date, if that is known. It takes a great deal of research to curate the works and fit them into a two-hour time slot, especially if one tries not to repeat what has been aired in earlier years. Each two-hour segment takes 8 or more hours to produce. As of today, we have broadcast every Sunday without fail since KGVM began broadcasting in 2018, and yesterday was number 340. It is one of the most continuously running programs on KGVM, and I am very grateful for the opportunity to share beautiful and historically relevant music with our audiences. We are very blessed in Gallatin Valley to have such outstanding, high-quality local purveyors of live classical music, such as the Bozeman Symphony Orchestra, Opera Montana, Montana Chamber Music Society, as well as the superb music programs in our schools. Now, on to producing Harmonics number 341, which will feature winter holiday music from centuries past. Thanks for listening and supporting Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman. And as I always say at the end of each Harmonics, till next time, this is Joy LeClaire wishing you and yours happiness, health, and harmony.
All right. harmonics.
Perfect ending to the show.
Yeah, health and happiness worked right in there.
I'm just going to have to tell
you. Thank you so much.
Well, yeah, thanks for coming in and organizing this. It was a blast.
It was pure gold what you did. We had no way to do this without you, and we all depend on you so much. I feel guilty, but it was worth it. We had to have you. This was really worth it.
My guess is we're the only ones that don't use Libra time. But you do us a favor by helping us.
Yeah.